KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, there's hope that a partnership with the private sector could strengthen KZN Health's emergency services. Finance MEC Francois Rogers says he and his health counterpart Nomagu Gusimelane have been discussing the possibility of bringing companies on board.
We are already working on a model and a possible public-private partnership when it comes to ambulances and emergency services. There are opportunities.
Rogers met with business leaders at a summit on private-public partnerships in Durban today.
KwaZulu-Natal has a growing population and an overburdening public healthcare system. Triple P's can support hospital upgrades, diagnostic facilities, and even medical supply chain logistics. Private operators can manage non-clinical services, while the state remains in control of core medical functions. An example of this could be the EMRS services. Just recently, we had the Spa Group, who'd committed themselves to equip and build a forensic laboratory, the only one that we're going to have in the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
Police in KZN are appealing for information that could lead to the arrest of a suspect who allegedly tried to kill the chairperson of a taxi association in Msinga. They say Richard Zwakushiwo Dlamini, also known as Masiliva, has been on the run for 7 years. Officials say the victim was attacked by two gunmen while sitting in his car in 2018. The police's Robert Nitsiunda says he was shot multiple times.
The victim somehow survived the heavy gunfire and the case of attainment that was opened for investigation. Dlamini's accomplice was later shot and killed at a well-known taxi rank in Johannesburg. Dlamini, who has minibus taxis operating in Gauteng and Msinga, is believed to be hiding in Johannesburg.
A violence monitor says the narrative of genocide against white farmers was investigated in the early 2000s and there was no conclusive evidence.
This is all on record in a 350-page report we wrote. Farmers are black farmers as well as white farmers. So you can't just say these, we're white and we're farmers and we're under attack. It's nonsense. There's a lot of black farmers also get attacked. And we could not find any political motive in attacking white farmers. And I don't think things have changed, quite frankly. That was a very conclusive finding which we presented to Parliament at the time.
Mary De Haas was part of the committee that looked into the killings established by the police minister. She says they established that farmers across the board were attacked because of crime. And Djibouti's president Ismail Omar Guelleh is not ruling out running for a sixth term in next year's election, despite a constitutional ban on doing so. He's been in power since 1999. Running in the 2026 race would require changing the constitution, which prohibits candidates older than 75. He is 77. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.